The very vocal backlash against Bill O'Reilly for his comments about slaves. It all started with Mrs. Obama's poignant words about life at the White House.
My daughters, and all our sons and daughters, now take for granted that a woman can be president of the United States.
First Lady Michelle Obama delivered a universally applauded speech on the first night of the Democratic National Convention, even including a mention of one of the darkest chapters in American history.
I wake up every morning in a house that was built by slaves.
Everyone was impressed with the First Lady, even Donald Trump telling the Hollywood Reporter, "I thought she did a very good job. I liked her speech." Contrarian Fox anchor Bill O'Reilly agreed with Mrs. Obama on the facts, but then went further.
Slaves that worked there were well fed and had decent lodgings provided by the government.
O'Reilly's comments sparking major backlash for making light of the treatment of slaves.
I find it offensive when anyone tries to justify any part of slavery.
Shonda Rhimes tweeting, "Try slavery, Bill. Let us know how good the food is while you wear chains." Audra McDonough sharing a picture of shackles with the caption, "Dear Bill O'Reilly, wear these." Tonight, O'Reilly in full damage control.
In order to keep slaves and free laborers strong, the Washington administration provided meat, bread, and other staples, also decent lodging on the grounds of the new presidential building. That is a fact. Not a justification, not a defense of slavery. Just a fact. Anyone who implies a soft on slavery message is beneath contempt.
It was Republican President Abraham Lincoln who said, "When I hear anyone argue for slavery, I feel a strong impulse to see it tried on him personally."